Achieving a hands-free orgasm is entirely possible. Let me be clear on that. This is something you can do if you wish and if you set your mind to it. But you need training. You need to make an effort on your part. You need to put the time in, put the work in. Don't worry, I'm going to help you get there. This series can be used as a training tool to develop those skills or a playlist to lead you to a powerful orgasm without your hands. So let's begin, shall we, with part one. You may think that because I'm talking about a hands-free orgasm, that you won't need to use your hands. But you will, for now. So please get into a comfortable position. Laying back on a bed is ideal, in loose or no clothing. But a cozy armchair, especially recliner, should work too. In fact, you should choose your location based on where you find it easiest not just to orgasm, but to clench your muscles, to tighten your glutes and feel the push from your groin. These sensations will be critical to your success. So find a position that allows you to exercise that motion. And if you're unsure, lying on a bed will be perfect. Once you're there, we're going to simply bring you into a trance. And I say we, because through all of this, we do it together. We're working together on this. I'm your guide. Relax, we're here for fun. Try to keep that in mind. Taking this all too seriously is why many fail. Why you try, but don't get there. That's too much pressure. And there will be pressure, but that will be something building between your legs and making your cock pulse with pleasure. Not pressure to get this right. Honestly, you can't do this wrong. My role here is to be the voice guiding you to glory, to pleasure, to a great time. And if you don't quite make it, try again. I'll be here. If you're ready now, you can simply lay back, shut your eyes if they aren't shut already, and listen for a while. You won't need to do anything but follow some very basic direction. And if you need to scratch an itch, if you need to shuffle a bit to stay comfortable, do. That won't break you out of any trance, it won't ruin things, it won't throw you off. It'll just happen, and you'll be back into the swing of things. Don't worry about any of that. This session is purely about pleasure. Nothing else, nothing more. Just pleasure. No pressure, no expectation. Just a good time. I think we can both enjoy that. And we'll use this pleasure to build a more, deeper, stronger desire and sensation. First, you need to relax, don't you? You need to fall into a trance. And we can do this at your pace. You can fall into a trance whenever you like. You can just settle into a nice feeling of focus on my voice. Let me help you along though, okay? Because it's you doing all of this. You choosing to listen. You making your way towards that hand-free orgasm. You're falling into a trance. You. Just let me help you. And we can make it that bit easier together. Trance is a familiar stage, so it's not hard to fall into it. You only need to listen and follow. That's all. The only thing that's important right now is how it feels to be wrapped up in my words. Like a safe, warm blanket falling over you. But perhaps you're not sure how it feels to be hypnotized. To be in a trance. Now maybe you've thought about being enraptured by someone's voice, being lost in it to the point you don't think of anything but what they say. The only thing that matters is them in that moment. Maybe that's a fantasy you've had in your mind, or something you've daydreamed about. Maybe you can imagine how that would feel. How you imagine hypnosis could be quite different from how other people do. I can't fully see inside your mind, but there are some commonalities. You may be someone who can vividly imagine a scene and get lost in it. You may be someone who finds the sound of a soothing voice is enough to send them down into a sleepy state. It can be quite easy to get lost in your mind, in your imagination, if you allow yourself to simply embrace the way your mind wanders and works. And perhaps now you can feel my words, as I said, like a blanket over you, soft and warm. Or you can see that blanket in your mind's eye, being draped over you by gentle hands. You can feel the soft weight of it on you, the caress of cotton or fleece against your skin. That would be quite a familiar sensation, one you can very much enjoy, one you know well. You know just how it feels to go to bed for the night, to curl up in a blanket and find yourself slipping into slumber. You feel a comforting, sinking feeling of the mattress, giving in to your own weight, and you're in a space between waking and sleep. You may find that moment between being awake and falling into a deep sleep that your mind becomes active, and yet you aren't fully in control of it. It begins to drift, to flip between ideas and thoughts and scenarios. It might relive your day a little, or it might put you on a comet shooting through the universe. It's a daydream that you never fully remember, that you cannot control, but you can influence just a bit. You aren't asleep and you aren't awake. It's a trance. A light, lovely trance. You become absorbed in it, in the fantasy, in the thoughts you've constructed, and your mind stops worrying and thinking of other things. It's finally at rest, not thinking about the rest of the world anymore, just at peace within itself. Nothing stresses you, nothing feels a problem. You are drifting in a comfortable, relaxing space. And as you listen now and relax, you may find that place once more. You might enjoy the idea of it, of being sleepy and dreamy and soft and warm and safe, of being in a place, in a space that feels so comfortable to you, so familiar. It's such a nice place to be. A place where you can let your thoughts come to you without trying to influence them. Where your body can drift into a rest that feels so natural, so normal. Something you do every single day. Your mind can embrace a pattern so familiar that it hardly feels like hypnosis. And yet it is. And yet here you are falling into it with my words guiding you. The feeling of the world fading into the background, of your eyes shut and the light behind your eyelids flickering with ideas that seem hazy and loose, where reality distorts just a bit and fantasy becomes more real. You could wake up, but you choose not to. You choose to fall down the rabbit hole to see what's at the bottom. It might be sleep, but it may be a fantasy that's even deeper than you expected. And you can sink it deeply into it. Sink into the mattress under the covers. Even if you're not there, your mind can place you there. The weight of a blanket above you. The cloud-like softness of a mattress beneath. Holding you. Keeping you wrapped up in warm, gentle sensation. It makes you feel so relaxed, clouding your logic, making your mind drift into dreams. All that matters in this place is relaxing, is drifting into that dream, into that soft, warm world that holds you so carefully in its grasp. A softly sweet wonder that feels almost like bedtime. You're doing so very well, letting these feelings wash over you, letting them engulf you. Let yourself fall further now. It's quite pleasurable to enjoy this feeling. Quite pleasurable to drift into a trance, into a sleepy state of hypnosis. You're doing so very well, and you are choosing to do this. You are choosing to lose yourself in these feelings. You don't really need to consciously listen to me. Just relax and drift. Let your fantasies come to the fore. Let my voice simply be another warm, soft blanket that falls upon you and holds you tightly. It will be so hard to do anything but this. So hard to do anything else now. Because nothing matters but this deep rest, this fantasy world between reality and dream. This perfect place of sleepy surrender. And you can always go even deeper, you know. You know this. You accept this to be true, that there is always a deeper rest, a deeper trance. But it is up to you how deep you desire to go. And I am sure you will follow me down deeper. But you choose this. And you choose to rest as you choose to lay there. And listen and focus on your relaxation. You can simply let this experience become your reality, your entire world, just for a little while. And you may notice this is a pleasurable place to be. The pleasurable feelings come from being here, being in this place of trance and rest. You can be curious and open-minded and wonder what will come next, where your mind will drift to. It is a state of flow and focus and haziness. A place where you can notice the tiniest of sensations, where every touch, every spoken word feels heightened and pleasurable. It is so very pleasurable to be in a trance. It's bliss. A special kind of sleepy, hazy bliss. A wonderful, blissful sensation of floating and drifting into a world unknown. Yet you know that it is safe, warm, and welcoming. A place where you feel happy, free of expectation, of inhibition, and concern. A place where you know that whatever comes, comes. And it is okay that whatever happens, happens. Because you just love the bliss of being here, the bliss of falling into trance. It is a pleasure all of its own, and we can heighten that pleasure now. I'm sure that little part of you is already fantasizing about erotic scenarios, about sexual things, and that is okay, that is normal. And if not, perhaps you can begin to let those things in. You are in a bed after all. You are between the sheets. So sleep. Imagine if someone was with you, guiding you. And you could imagine them guiding your hand to your cock now, slowly stroking it with you. You can do that, feeling your hand moving of its own accord, guided to your cock as you begin to slowly stroke it. It's bliss. Bliss is what happens when you surrender to the experience. When you let it wash over you, hold you in place, keep you warm and safe. And then you can experience pleasure unbound. Because you don't worry about any other thing. Because only this moment matters. And in this moment, you can feel a hand guiding yours. Moving it slowly up and down your cock. Bliss. That is how it feels to experience pleasure in trance. It's bliss, sexual, erotic bliss. And that word tells you so many things. It tells not that you're experiencing just pleasure, but something beyond that. Bliss is a state of mind, a euphoria, a rush beyond compare. Bliss is what you experience when your mind is open, free and clear of doubt. Bliss is a hand moving up and down your cock, coaxing an orgasm from within, but not yet. Just enjoy this moment, this bliss, that word driving your arousal further. It's bliss to feel this good, to be dazed and deep and feeling the pleasure. This is the bliss of erotic hypnosis, the bliss of giving in to the sensations it can conjure. With eyes shut and mind restful, you can open up and experience more arousal, more desire than you could even have without hypnosis, because you are accepting these new experiences. You are open to it all. You are allowing bliss to happen, allowing it to cover you, to absorb you as you absorb it. Pleasure, arousal, bliss. Your body reacts to this. Your cock stiffens, twitches, and throbs. Your thighs clench. You are lost in a haze of bliss. And this is where you want to be, where you want to stay. Perhaps you could stay like this forever, on the edge of the abyss, wanting to go over the edge, but not getting there in your sleepy state. And for now, you're not going to. You're going to keep moving so slowly and just enjoying the bliss. Just hearing that word bliss, it makes you feel so aroused. Just the word alone will give you this feeling of a hand stroking your cock or a pussy engorged around it, squeezing and pumping. Bliss is the kiss on your neck and the hand on your cock. Bliss is the breast against your chest and the legs sliding over your own. Bliss is surrender to sensation and just hearing that word now. Bliss. You will feel arousal slowly unfurling in your mind. Not a sudden jolt of pleasure, but a slow building wave of desire. A force inside you growing and growing, making your cock harder until it needs to erupt in pleasure and surrender to the sensations of bliss. Pure, unadulterated bliss. For there needs to be nothing else. Just bliss. Just the pure pleasure of listening and surrendering to the feelings of being in trance, of being lost in this moment, the bliss of the moment, the bliss of trance. Of hypnosis. Pure bliss overcoming you, taking control and letting you take a back seat and just enjoy. Just accept the trance that pushes even more bliss. You could stop it, but you don't want to, because it's bliss. And now when you hear that word, you'll simply slip into this aroused state of sleepy, dazed sensation. Because bliss is the hand in your cock right now, the sensation of it. Whether you're being touched or not, and you may be now, but soon you'll feel this bliss regardless. Because bliss is a state of mind, not of body. I'm speaking to your mind. You're becoming more aroused because you are experiencing bliss, not your body, but your mind. Your hand touching you is just one source of pleasure, but true pleasure is felt in the mind, in the brain. You are firing your pleasure centers, and you are learning that just hearing the word bliss can do the same. The bliss of pleasure overwhelms your senses, makes your cock throb with desire, with need, and you will love hearing that word from now on, bliss. It will make you feel so aroused. giving you the sensation that your cock is being slowly, wonderfully teased and touched. Not fast, just slow, delicious, decadent pleasure. Because all of this, it's an indulgence. A luxury you can afford yourself. A treat for brain and body. Bliss, that is your reward, and one you so richly deserve. We all deserve pleasure, but you have worked to get more. You deserve bliss. And now that you know just how good it can be to hear that word, to hear bliss, and then to feel it, you can slowly let your hand come to a halt. Feeling the guiding hand on yours slowing down now. Teasingly, softly, slowly, and stopping. Stop. That's right. You've done so very well. You know how it feels to experience such pleasure now. You may enjoy more with your hand, and you will certainly enjoy more without. Let your cock twitch a little. Let it want more. Let it plead with your mind to fulfill its desires. And for now, tell it no. Because we are working to something bigger. Something much more pleasurable than a simple orgasm from your own touch. We are building to bliss.